But you see, there are several things that are to be believed and to be loved. There's something of Rembrandt in Shakespeare, and something of Correggio or Sarto in Michelet, and something of Delacroix in Victor Hugo, and in Beecher Stowe there's something of Ary Scheffer. And in Bunyan there's something of Matthias Maris or of Millet, a reality more real than reality, so to speak. But you have to know how to read him. Then there are extraordinary things in him, and he knows how to say inexpressible things. And then there's something of Rembrandt in the Gospels, or of the Gospels in Rembrandt, as you wish. It comes to more or less the same, provided that one understands it rightly, without trying to twist it in the wrong direction, and if one bears in mind the equivalence of the comparisons which make no claim to diminish the merits of the original figures. If now you can forgive a man for going more deeply into paintings, admit also that the love of books is as holy as that of Rembrandt, and I even think that the two complement each other. Vincent van Gogh to Theo van Gogh, Quesme, between about Tuesday, June 22nd, and Thursday, June 24th, 1880, letter 155.